Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlo. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! All right. Praise God, everybody. This is Prophetess Rita Forlo of Great Awakening Broadcast. So, I hope everybody's doing well. We're going to jump right into our today's series. We're going to be talking about bitterness. Bitterness, bitterness, bitterness. Before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Everybody, praise God. Welcome back to GAB Radio. That is www.gabradio.org. And this is Prophetess Sherita Forlo. We're going to be talking about bitterness today, so I want you guys to just hang out for a moment with me. And don't forget to tune in every day at noon. And we're just having a great time. We have gospel music and so much more. We're going to do a brief prayer. And we're going to jump right into our segment today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We want to take this moment here at GAB Radio just to give honor where honor is due. And God, we give you glory. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. Father God, we won't wait to 2019 to give you praise, but we give honor. We just thank you for sending your only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Father, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this broadcast, that whoever listens, God, be empowered, renewed, and delivered in the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. We're just going to take it easy today, amen, and just as the Lord see fit, releasing bitterness and learning how to embrace the love of God. Amen. There's a lot of people that are walking around with bitterness and just, and a lot of times you don't even know that you have it. It's things from that's been, that you have put a cover on, that you hid under the rug. Have you ever been around people where certain topics get under your skin or certain things will push a button and you get upset about certain things? That maybe it may, people may not, you don't even know, will say things and it will trigger you. You'll be mad at the person that's bringing a certain topic up, but you're really mad at the person that hurt you 10, 15 years ago. And God is going to heal you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for the word of God, for it is the word of God that heals his people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing power of God. We thank you for the healing anointing, the healing manifestation that your people, when they hear of the goodness of Jesus, chains, shackles will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a lot of people that are walking around. We all have childhood trauma. We all have things that we have went through in life that the enemy wanted to use against you to keep you from being who you are today. Amen. Glory to God. And there are some things, some traumas that God wants you to forgive yourself for. God wants you to forgive yourself. For when you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature, and old things have passed away. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, don't you know you are a new creature? Don't you know that your past can no longer haunt you? Don't you know that the enemy will use bitterness? That's what we have to learn. We have to learn to release things that we can't control. You cannot control how people feel about you. The only thing we can do is continue to show the love of Jesus Christ. Let people be people. Let evil people be people. Glory to God. But you do everything you can do in this lifetime to follow peace with all men so that your heart won't turn into bitterness. Because what happens is the enemy will send people to abuse you and misuse you, and they'll just leave you, glory to God, and they'll just use you up and spit you out and leave you for dead. And then bitterness, unforgiveness will sit in and try to grip you and control you. But I say today to you, listener, be set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet, we release the anointing, the fire of God through these airwaves, glory to God, to heal us from the crown of our head down to the sole of our feet. Healing is a process, glory to God. Healing is a process, glory to God. But if you seek first the kingdom of God, if you lean not to your own understanding, if you pray to him sincerely, and ask God, seek the Lord, and God will remove those pains, those hurts, everything that has been done to you. There are many people who are innocent. There are great people, but they have been damaged. They have been destroyed by other people, by evil people. The Bible says it is not the people. The Bible says forgive them, for they know not what they do. Many people do bad things. Some know what they're doing. But have you ever heard somebody in the courtroom say, I don't know what came over me. I just did it because the devil told me to do it. And people laugh at them and think they're crazy, but they're telling you the truth. The devil told them to do it. Glory to God. But God has a purpose for your life. God has a promise for your life. And he's not going to take you out of this world. And you have to be determined to reach the mark, to reach the goal that God has set before you. You have to be determined not to allow people, places, and things to stop and block, and learn how to embrace the presence and the love of God. You need to know that there are heavenly places. Angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. although people on earth may hate you, they may talk about you because you believe in Jesus Christ, glory to God, but God says, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. See, Satan, he wants our life experiences to turn into bitterness. The Satan will take things that happened years ago, and he'll throw it in your face now. That's what Satan will do, and it'll cause you to complain and murmur. Let me tell y'all what bitterness will do. Let me tell you what bitterness is. Bitterness is holding on to or showing feelings of intense or strong animosity or hatred and anger, resentment. You want to be vindictive. You want to get back. You want to be, the Bible says, vengeance is mine. You're holding grudges. You're bitter. Glory to God. And God want to free his people. He want to free the shackle. People are going to be people. If they don't see themselves, pray for them and leave them alone. But do not allow yourself to be destroyed because of how people treat you. Don't allow how people treat you determine where God is taking you. I don't think y'all heard me right there. I don't think y'all heard what God is saying on GAB Radio. Don't allow how people treat you on your job, how people treat you on social media, how people treat you in your neighborhood, how people treat you in your church, how people treat you everywhere you go. Don't allow how people treat you to determine where the power of God is going to take you. It ain't over. The world say it ain't over to the fat lady saying, but I'm here to tell you it ain't over till God says it's over. Glory to God. You shall live and not die. You will declare the worst of the Lord, because there's a call on your life. That's why you couldn't do what everybody else did when you were growing up. You couldn't be like everybody else. You was a loner for a reason. You were by yourself for a reason. Glory to God. God called you out of your mother's womb to be different, because he wants you to be a leader and not a follower. He wants you. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We are leaders. We're the head and not the tail. We are leaders. Glory to God. We lead people. I wish, glory to God, when I was going through my sinful ways and desires, I had someone to be a mentor to me. But it was the Holy Spirit. You can't survive without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will heal you. The Holy Spirit will set you free. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God living on the inside of you. Those days when you're feeling down, depressed, defeated, you can call on the helper, which is the Holy Ghost, and he'll give you peace. Hallelujah. Bitterness, holding on to, showing feeling of intense, being enraged. Have you ever had someone talk about something and all of a sudden you just get enraged all over? You feel that feeling of somebody say somebody's name. If they just mention that person's name that hurt you, that did you wrong, your whole attitude just changed. That means God wants to deliver you today. Amen? He wants to deliver his people. He wants to deliver his people today. He wants to deliver us. He wants to give us love, peace, joy, and happiness. He wants us to feel his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to feel loved. He wants you to know, even though that they may fight against you, that God is for you. Especially if you fear the Lord, God is for you. Especially if you reverence and give respect to his son, Jesus, God is for you. Amen. I want to tell y'all something today, that God is for you. When you are for God, God will be for you. Amen. God's word warns us against the dangers of bitterness. God's word warns us against the dangers of being bitter. When we allow ourselves to become bitter against others, we create walls difficult to overcome, which isolates us from others. You kill your own relationships or potential relationships or potential kingdom connections or anything. Bitterness causes you to be separated by yourself because you're afraid of being hurt. God wants to heal that. And you're going to always feel, Jesus felt lonely and hurt his whole time while he was here on earth. He felt lonely, he felt hurt, but he was a healer. He didn't let it get under his skin. He might have felt the hurt for a moment, but he didn't let it turn into bitterness because he was fleshly being. It hurted Jesus. He died on the cross. And he asked God, he said, why have you forsaken me? He was speaking from a hurt place. But he didn't let his time of hurt turn into bitterness. Even though the disciples went to sleep during his time of trial against the religious leaders. The disciples, his own disciples that he led, was asleep during his time where he needed them up praying for him. He was weak in his body, but God sent an angel to strengthen him, to strengthen Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you know God will send an angel to strengthen you? He will send his Holy Spirit to strengthen you when nobody else will. Hallelujah. Sometimes you could be so in tune with God, you could be watching a movie on TV, and God will turn that movie into a revelation, and that revelation will heal your body and heal your soul. One day I was watching, I forgot the name of that show, Shark Tank, and a lady brought her products on there. That Shark Tank is a place where business owners, they go and they show their products to the world. And don't you know this lady, she says she's been praying for an opportunity, and they gave her opportunity to be on Shark Tank. And just the way this lady just wrote this check out and gave it to this woman. Sometimes you have to watch encouraging things to be encouraged. You know what encourages me? Seeing other people blessed. And I'm telling you, when she wrote that check out to this lady that for her business, when she wrote that check out, invested in that woman's business, it encouraged me. You have to learn how to encourage yourself, and you have to learn how to find things to encourage you, because people are not sensitive to God anymore. We're in the last days, and many people, they're not sensitive to God like that anymore. People are busy. They're worried about their own problems now. So you're going to have to learn how to depend on God so you don't give up because of the rejection and the hurt, the pain, the bitterness. God's word warns us against the dangers of bitterness. You don't want to stay bitter alone. You may feel a certain way about something, but ask God, say, God, remove that. Even when you feel the bitterness, even pray it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove that hurt, remove that bitterness, replace it with peace, love, joy, and happiness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, replace it right now. You have to call. Sometimes you even have to pray and call the people names out that hurt you. And pray, say, Lord, I activate forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. I forgive this person that did this to me, and I throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. Now, God, I want you to forgive me from allowing that hurt to grip me, to turn it to evil thinking. And begin to speak to God. Hallelujah. Don't allow how people treat you hinder you. Don't allow how people treat you stop you from moving in the place of God where he is requiring for you to walk in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not everybody that come in your life is going to come for the right reason. But because you have a relationship with God, God is going to teach you how to discern who's who and who and what is what. Amen? Who's who and what is what. Amen. He's going to show you the motives. Amen. And when he show you the motives, he's going to teach you how to disconnect before the attacks. He's going to teach you how to disconnect from people before the attacks come. And God's going to show you that. But you have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. You have to have a communication. You have to have a relationship with God for him to speak to clearly for you to know it's him. You meet somebody at the store and God immediately, you meet somebody new and God immediately say their motives is wrong. Whether it be a relationship, whether it be whatever the case may be, God wants to lead you in your life. Amen? Through the Holy Spirit. I encourage you today, do not carry or keep bitterness, but replace it with love, kindness, and forgiveness. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer every day. Because many people, and not just, I mean, I'm talking many people, leaders or not, people are carrying burdens from their past. But we're going into a new year now, 2019. So today, make up in your mind today that you are not you will forget those things that are behind you. Forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing toward the mark of the prize of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Forget those things. Lot's wife, she looked back. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. If God told you you're going to have your own business, start writing it down. Make preparation. Start investing in yourself. If whatever God said, whatever you want to do, whether it be anything, your health, don't wait till the new year to get concerned about your health. Glory to God. Start eating vegetables and stuff now. Start working out now. And it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. Because we are taking care of the body. We're taking care of God's property, which is the Holy Spirit. This is the body. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We have to take care of it. And so, Father, we thank you that you're releasing an anointing for us to take care of our bodies, of eating healthy. Father God, we just thank you that we're taking care of your temple, that you're releasing an anointing to break those habits, those bad eating habits, Father. We just thank you that you're releasing joy, peace, and happiness. It's going to be fun to eat. You're going to change our taste buds. We thank you. By faith, you're going to give us a new taste buds, and we're going to have fun making new recipes and healthy and developing healthy eating habits in Jesus' name. You have to speak positive over your life. And when you speak positive and include God's word, speak positive and include God's word, and watch the manifestation. Let me say that again. That was hard to say. Speak positive over your life, over your mind, over your spirit. Include God's word when you speak positive. I mean, find something in the Bible that will back up what you're trying to do, whether it be weight loss, whether it be starting a business, whether it be starting a church, whether it be starting a relationship. Find something in the Bible. The Bible says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. If your ways please God, I will give you the desires of your heart. So if you're praying for God, we're still talking about bitterness. But I want to help y'all today. I want to help y'all on how to activate the power of God to move and work for you in your life so that you won't allow those times of bitterness to grip you in your place where you thought you was free. It's almost like you're in a place of freedom, and then the devil like to bring up your past. Amen? And some of you are entangled with the wrong people. God say, let those people go. Those people that is keeping you from wanting to get to more of God. You want to connect the people that are on fire and that love God. Amen? If you want your life to change, you're going to have to do something different to get different results. Many of you think God has rejected you. Many of you don't even probably believe in God. But you're here today, and God wants you to experience his love. He wants you to know that he known you even as a little girl, even as a little boy. He know all about you. Glory to God. You don't have to beg God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just say, yes, Lord. And daily he'll begin to prove himself. You'll begin to see him. See, right now some of you are spiritually blind by bitterness and unforgiving. You're spiritually blind, and God wants to release, and he wants to move those spiritual blindfolds off your eyes so you can see God moving in your life. God is moving, but you're too sleep. You're dead. You're spiritually dead, and you can't see it. He wants you to wake up, hallelujah, and see the salvation of the Lord because God is moving for you. If you have a job and you can get up and go to work and drive your car, you have eyes, you're not blind. I talked to one lady the other day. It was a him. I talked to one man the other day. He was blind. He kept complaining because he couldn't see. But he was 80-something years old. I said, you blessed to be here. Don't you know, I was telling him, I said, don't you know a lot of people don't even live to see 20 anymore? But you're 80-something years old and you complaining about you can't see? I told him, I said, you know what? You know how blessed you are? You know how much God is smiling on you? I sacrificed my job to tell him that. Because, you know, when you minister on the job, they'll fire you now on these jobs. But in that moment, I felt that I wanted to encourage him, to remind him how blessed he was. We have to be reminded. Think of the good things. Amen. Stop thinking about all these bitterness, how people treated you. Forget those things, glory to God. Press into the presence of God. Put on your worship music. Begin to worship and praise him. And watch the peace of God embrace the peace of God. Today's topic is releasing bitterness and learning how to embrace the love and peace of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to sit there and listen to gossip and people backbiting all day. Change your surroundings. Change your surroundings. Glory to God. You have to learn how to choose the right people to hang around. Amen. Many of you can't grow spiritually because you're around the wrong people. Uh-oh. You're around the wrong people. And God, they're a stumbling block. They're a stumbling block to your spiritual growth because you're around the wrong people. And God can't move when you're connected to the wrong people because the demons that's attacking them attach to you too because you're connected to those people. So whatever they go through, you're going to go through. That's the same thing. If you ride down the road and with someone that's being pulled over by the police, and if one is guilty, you're guilty too. You're guilty by association. Whoever you hang with, if they get attacked, you're going to get attacked too because you hang with them. And that's the same way in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, it's the same way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoever you're hanging around, those are the spirits that's going to be released in your atmosphere. I remember when we first moved in this house and I went to sleep, I used to have nightmares, and God told me to wake up and pray and pray. We prayed in this house. Pray, get up and pray in your house because there's probably spirits that was left from the last people who lived in there. You can't live in a contaminated environment. You have to pray and invite the Holy Spirit to rest in your place of rest so thieves can't come in. And God will send angels to protect and watch over your house while you're sleeping. Watch over your children. Don't you know, if you turn on the TV right now, there's shows right now, there's evil people out there. And a lot of times we forget how evil people can be. But you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will protect you from evil. Amen. But I said all that to say this about the house. Because those evil spirits was connected to this house from the last people. Whoever you're connected with, that's where your attack's going to come at in the demonic world. Amen. God wants to bless you. Amen. But a lot of you have blessings that are being held up because of the people you're connected to and you're attached to. And God wants to give you spiritual boldness to want him more than ungodly friendships and fellowships. Once he builds you up in the place where you need to be in God, then you can seek God, and God will bless you with healthy relationships. But build yourself up first. Amen. Because God wants you to be a blessing to others. You can't be a blessing to others if you're still battling bitterness. Because all they're going to do is just hear your complaints all day. All they're going to do is hear complaining. Amen. All they're going to do is just hear complaining. I hope this encouraged you today. I want you guys to be encouraged. Just say, Father, forgive me for being bitter. Father, I ask you to just come into my heart, my life, come into my spirit. I receive your son, Jesus, and I accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just ask God to just come into your heart, come into your life. God wants to do a new thing in you. Be delivered by the power of God today. Thanks for tuning in to GAB Radio. Tune in daily at noon with Prophetess Sherita Furlow. God bless you.